KDW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Vance Bolter is now in custody, the man authorities believe killed former Minnesota House Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband over the weekend. Police arrested the 57-year-old after spotting him on a trail camera near his farm in Green Isle, Minnesota. The death toll is rising in Israel after a fresh round of airstrikes from Iran overnight. It comes days after Israel launched targeted strikes at Iranian nuclear infrastructure. President Trump also weighing in.
Trump saying he'd be open to Vladimir Putin serving as a mediator between Iran and Israel. But French President Macron, ahead of today's G7 summit in Canada, rejecting the idea. Meanwhile, the conflict driving oil prices higher. One report predicting gas prices could rise 20 cents per gallon in the coming weeks.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. Meanwhile, the Gaza Health Ministry now says 38 Palestinians have been killed in a new wave of shootings near food distribution centers. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. The man behind the assassinations of Minnesota State Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, and the attacks on Minnesota State Senator John Hoffman and his wife Yvette, has been caught. Officials say Vance Bolter had a manifesto targeting Democratic lawmakers, including 11 in Wisconsin. Before he was arrested, Wisconsin State Senator Kristen Dassler-Alfheim said this.
I know that when you volunteer, you put yourself forward for a civic responsibility. You're doing it for the right reasons. You're trying to speak for people. And the fact that there is so much anger that they lost their lives is it's an emotional thing.
Bolter was arrested in Green Isle, Minnesota, about 90 minutes from the Wisconsin border. At least two Wisconsin congressmen want to punish cities that allow what they call anarchy. Joanne Krulatz explains.
A Wisconsin congressman wants to restrict federal funding from communities the U.S. Department of Justice deems anarchist jurisdictions. 8th District Republican Tony Weed's proposed bill, which he dubs the Stop Anarchist from Endangering Cities or SAFE Act, is a response to immigration enforcement protests in cities like Los Angeles and New York. It would codify a 2020 memorandum issued by President Donald Trump following riots in response to the death of George Floyd at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. The memorandum restricts federal funding for any state or local jurisdiction the Department of Justice identifies to be permitting anarchy, violence, or destruction. 7th District Republican Tom Tiffany is a co-sponsor.
I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Another win for Priester. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball? The Brewers have the day off before heading to Chicago tomorrow night for a series against the Cubs. The crew with a 3-2 win over the Cardinals yesterday, thanks to 24-year-old Quinn Priester, the right-hander out of Cary, Illinois, who's now won four in a row. I asked him what went through his mind as he held St. Louis to just one run through six innings.
No excuses type of mentality. Even today, you know, don't get a strike, you know, don't get a call go your way. Like, who cares? Like, you can't change it. You know, complain about it's not going to help anybody. So just go out there, do the job. You know, it's asked of me, and try and exceed those expectations and help us win games.
Manager Pat Murphy.
Quinn was great. We've given him that opportunity, and he's riding it.
NBA Finals Game 5 tonight. The Thunder host the Pacers. The series tied at 2 games apiece. A blockbuster trade. The Grizzlies sending guard Desmond Bane to the Orlando Magic for 2 other players and 5 first-round draft picks. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
The soap scientists have found a way to incorporate Sydney Sweeney's actual bathwater into the soap. What if she doesn't smell good? I know she's beautiful.
It smells terrible.
What if she stinks? And no one is going to tell her that because she's Sydney Sweeney. Here's an open invitation to Sydney Sweeney. Come by the Nightlight Studios. I'll smell you and let you know if this is a good product.
Maybe drop off, you know.
And give us a few bucks.
Yeah. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
State Representative Christian Phelps.
As somebody who's in my first term in the legislature, one of the striking things is how seldom the majority party speaks with us. I don't know how many of my colleagues personally feel LGBTQ people don't deserve freedom, but that's kind of irrelevant at the end of the day. They've already spent a number of days attacking trans people because those are days they don't have to spend defending their very unpopular economic agenda.
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll talk with Tom Kircher of Wisconsin Watch about the weekend headlines and also check in with Clean Wisconsin on Pollinator Month. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. From Ashwaubenon to Alloway, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Beautiful Monday morning out there. 55 in Green Bay, 61 in Alton, 58 in Oshkosh. As Brittany said, partly to mostly cloudy today, scattered storms, high in the low 80s, up to 90 by the time the weekend rolls around. Well, right now, we're very honored to be with Grant Soletsky, Wisconsin Army National Guard, and of course, the big deployment taking place. Everybody shipped out last week. So, Grant, you know what? You know what's funny? People always say, oh, those poor people that have to go. No, that's what they sign up for. They love it.
No, we love
it. You guys love it.
Yeah, as a recruiter, like,
yeah,
I miss it so much.
It's what you do.
Yeah, it's just, it's something to go do. And it's a year away and go do.
Yeah.
And you just, you wake up, you do what you're told to do, and then that's
you're
it.
Living
that's
your
it.
Dream.
So you don't have to cut the lawn after.
Nope.
You don't have your wife saying, go clean the bathroom.
Yep.
Like, You have a first sergeant telling you that, or a platoon sergeant.
Where do we sign up?
Yeah.
Are we too old?
Yeah. Let's go.
That is cool, guys. I think John's right about people are very worried and concerned, but feel sorry for them. But they don't. These guys, like you said, you recruited them. They signed up, and they're energetic.
Yeah, I have like 9 people that I recruited. So it's...
Really?
It's kind of like, so my son's on it as well.
I know.
Yeah. So he's a combat engineer, but he hopped on with the infantry for this. But yeah, it's, I'm very, like, I'm more nervous. Like,
yeah,
like I'm,
as a dad,
I'm happy my son's there.
Right.
I think it's safer for him there than it is here.
Yeah.
Just cause he's living the young life and we all know all the young life is.
Well, that's the thing though, too, that I took away from being when I, you know, visited, embedded, they take care of each other. So you will never have more protection. Right. You'll, you know, they have, who's got my six, you know, who's got my back. You'll never have more people supporting you and defending you and whatever in your entire lifetime than once you're in the military and you're deployed.
Yeah. And then, so I got to go in 2019. I was lucky enough to go to Afghanistan.
Yep.
And, we were in Bagram for a little while. And when I came home and we were going through Chicago, and I'm like, my God, like I felt safer in Afghanistan than I did there.
Absolutely.
Because there's towers everywhere. Like it's crazy.
You get that situational awareness.
Yeah,
you
do. You notice a lot more things.
Yep.
You watch everything.
Yep.
Tell me about the recruiting. I mean, how is that? We get concerned that we're not getting the talent that we used to have. Yet on the other hand, you hear that, you know, there's. It's hard to get in.
It's hard to get in.
But, I know it is.
But American pride is back.
Yeah.
Good.
So it's the National Guard is up. Army is up.
Good.
I'm pretty sure all other branches are up. That's good. But again, the biggest issue is all these people are looking to join, but it's so easy to get antidepressants, anxiety medication, all these different pills that doctors give out. When kids can't sit in their chair because they want to sit in their chair for 8 hours a day and they're wondering why they're jumping around. So, hey, give them this pill. But then it's an instant, like a 3-year wait. So you're on anxiety medication and antidepressants, like 3 years. ADHD is like a year and a half. Like So the moment you go up, like, I want to sign up, like, sorry, bud.
But you guys, the thing is, and I told you, a great friend of mine, Liz, wonderful lady, her daughter is a medic.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually sat with us. Jim, you were at the music thing last year, weren't you?
Yes.
She was, her daughter was sitting with us.
Right.
And she's a medic now and being deployed. And it's like, you know, I followed her since she was like 6 years old. I've been friends with her mom and everything like that. And it's like, she is so proud to be in the National Guard and be a medic in the National Guard. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, years ago, and I grew up, like I talk about, you know, my high school graduating class was the first class that didn't have to register for the draft, you know, through Vietnam. And nobody wanted to go into the military then. I mean, it was, you know, if you got in trouble with the law, just like going to the army, you know, whatever.
Jail or army.
And it's a whole different world right now. You guys only want very cool people. You know what I mean? You got their heads on straight. It's not the place to go to get straightened out. It's like, we don't want to deal with knuckleheads. We want the elite.
Yeah, if you, criminal records are another pain in the butt to get in. So, yeah.
It's tough. It's tough to get in.
It is, but the benefits are so good.
They're unbelievable.
The payback. So, when you look at, like, National Guard, for instance, we give 8 years of college.
Yeah. Incredible.
Like, so, the state of Wisconsin, which loves their National Guard, so thank you, Wisconsin, you get a four-year 100% tuition grant, all right? And then the GI Bill, which is another 4 years, which all federal components get. And since we're state and federal, we get dual options. So, like, you can go get your bachelor's degree, and then when you're done with that, you want to go get your master's? Okay, go do your thing.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just, and then insurance-wise and camaraderie-wise, family-wise, like, it's
incredible.
Yep. And they gave us cool uniforms.
Yeah.
And MREs, too.
The only negative, okay?
What do you got?
These young guys, all right, when they re-up and they get that beautiful, huge cash bonus.
Sometimes.
Don't buy a truck or a motorcycle right away. Invest it somewhere.
Yeah. So the bonus isn't so much the investment part. It's like all the guys are deployed right now.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to go overseas for however long it is, and when your boot's on ground overseas, it's tax free.
Yep.
So that's just accumulating.
Yep.
And then they come back.
And they buy that truck.
So I'm pushing my son, like, let's go to college, please.
Yeah.
Please. You have nothing. Who cares?
Because when you're 48 years old, you will look at that amount of money and say, oh my goodness gracious, would I love to have that right now.
And then they went and bought a truck with those, like, rubber things over the
wheels,
and it's all rusted out to the bed. Yeah, I was looking at one this morning. It was like a 2020, and it was all rusted out. I'm like, oh, those are nice rubber side things you got there. Good job.
So tell us a little bit about your unit. I never want to talk about where people go, because that should be kind of classified or everything, but tell us about all the National Guard members that are deployed right now and had the big send-off a couple of weeks ago.
So it's a 127.
Yep.
So we got
32nd Division.
Yep. So we got Alpha Company down in Ripon. We got Bravo Company in Green Bay.
Yep.
We have Charlie in Fond du Lac. We have Delta. It used to be in Marinette. Now it's Clintonville. Yep. And then all the medics. And so they're headed over. They're in training right now. They'll pop out sometime down in Texas.
Texas.
And then at some point in the next couple months, they'll pop out and they're going Middle East area. And they have a few different missions. Not sure exactly what they are. But they're going to go over there and do their thing and enjoy a year and eat well and work out. And
they'll be better protected than anybody walking the streets of Northeast Wisconsin.
Yes. So moms, they'll be okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I just think, I want to underscore how much they're looking forward to it. It's
what they signed up for.
Yeah, they're jacked to go.
Right.
Again, it's something to do.
Right.
And like, so the cool thing about, again, National Guard, right, we live this, I also like to say, civilian life, military life. They both suck at some point. So, like, with the National Guard, like, you work 2 days a weekend, sometimes three. Or not a weekend, but a month, like 3 days and then 2 weeks in the summertime. But just when the civilian side kind of is starting to get you down, then guess what? You get to take that civilian uniform off, put your uniform, military uniform on, go do stuff. And right when the military starts to suck, which is about 3 to 4 days, we get to take it off and go back to regular world. It's like a great reset. So, like, this is, like, a great one-year reset to, like, truly, like, appreciate what you have here, appreciate what you have there.
Yeah.
Then you come back balanced.
But the benefits are for the rest of your life.
I can see why you're the recruiter. I mean, that makes a lot of sense.
I love the National Guard.
Yeah.
I didn't think I was 34.
I was going to say, how old were you when you...
34. Old.
34. Yeah. Isn't that incredible?
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, it is the best decision I've ever made. Like, I have, like... And the amount of older gentlemen that came up to me the day after I signed up, it had to be like 15, 20 dudes. I ran a gym at the time, so I had like saw a lot of people. And they're like, my number one regret in life is not signing up for service. Mm-hmm. So you know what, guys and gals, if it's in your heart, go do it.
Right.
Just do it.
And you know what?
Regret sucks.
There are so many opportunities for women in the National Guard. It's incredible.
Yeah. I would say it's getting darn close, like, as far as recruiting. So I'm down in Madison now. I teach ROTC at UW. I took a promotion to Sergeant First Class down there. So I run the recruiting office on the campus.
You're Sergeant First Class?
Yeah. Yeah. Big shooter now.
Wow.
Yeah. A lot better than Private First Class when I started.
Wow.
Just a little.
But, yeah, it was 50-50 this year for recruiting for me.
Really?
And actually, for my whole office. Like, it's a lot of females doing it. Like, and they should. Like, it's do your thing.
So you're teaching at the U, right?
Correct, yeah. Wow. Military science, too.
Yeah, I took that at St. Norbert, but okay. I'm sure it's much more sophisticated now with you.
The same thing, I bet. Yeah, overall.
He wasn't real pleased with our class, though. He gave us a map.
Okay.
But just, we had to fill in the countries.
That's not easy.
Well, we weren't very...
Todd just choked on his
seat. Everybody knew Italy was the boot, but other than that, he was not real happy. And we had to really study that. And we're all college, but I don't know, it was Norbert's, maybe too... we just never studied it for whatever reason, and he didn't like that. I just remember that. We repelled and did a lot of the cool stuff.
Oh,
that was
you did
a lot
that
of fun.
Stuff, too?
Yeah,
that okay, was fun. Yeah, we don't do that. So that's, like, so...
Oh, that was...
You don't repel?
Well, we do the like...
Because
like
that would be the one thing I'd fail at.
Our actual soldiers, like in military science, we don't.
Oh.
Do you shoot? Do you teach your kids how to?
Nope.
Oh, we did that too.
Nope. So
I told him, I said, look, I'm not much of a hunter. He goes, you know, we prefer people like you because these guys who
you shoot, don't have to break any bad habits.
They think they know everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I liked him a lot. And I had a couple friends of mine that signed up. A good deal. We're sophomores, I think. And then they paid for your other 2 years at St. Norbert. And then you were committed to another 4 or 6. I don't know. But they loved it. I mean, they stayed in it. One of the guys stayed. I think he's still in it.
Yeah. So we have the option. So there's cadets that are actually already contracted with the cadets become future officers. Like they're contracted with the U.S. Army.
Oh.
And then there's just regular students that are in the class.
Yeah, do they ROTC in high schools? I know Notre Dame
JROTC, junior ROTC, and that is down in like Appleton area. We don't have it up in this area. But there's no correlation between the two of them.
So do you teach both or are you just teaching the people like me that we weren't?
I teach both. So that was the craziest thing for me. So I went in there. And I never taught a college class before. And they're 2-hour classes, too. I found out like the day before that my class was 2 hours. That was awesome. Anyhow, so I have like 15 of my kids were the cadets. So like they got it. They've been in it for 2 years. They get the thing. But then 5 other kids were just regular students. And I wasn't tracking that there was students and cadets. So I had to figure out, because you talk to soldiers a little different than you talk to,
and not
with swearing and all that,
but it's
the abbreviations and all the different things that we just say that we, it's just what we do. But it's a cool chance for the cadets to be able to show the students, because as soon as I'll throw out something, like what's an ORP or whatever, and they'll be like, what's that? And they'll say what it is, and then the other students will be like, oh, that's cool. And then before you know it, get to recruit a few new kids out of there. Thanks to my cadets.
You know, you actually threw out one quick little term that was totally military. Normally, you and I or Todd would all say, oh, I'm following that. You're tracking that.
Tracking, yeah.
Tracking is such a military term, isn't it?
I have used that before. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, tracking. Like, do you get it? Understand it?
That's a really good idea in having the mix, because we were just all novices. We didn't know anything.
Mm-hmm.
And it would have been cool to see somebody who signed up and maybe look up to them a little bit or talk to them after class and say, you know, how's this really going for you?
Yep.
That's a good idea. Yep. So that's at Madison.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
It's awesome.
Good school.
So Madison and St. Norbert's and GB has the same thing. And Oshkosh, Stevens Point, they all have ours.
What are you guys looking for, Grant? You as a recruiter, who do you want to see walk through your door?
I want to see people that know what they want. What do you want in life? Like, what's your direction? And then once you do that, like, all right, And they're willing to make a map and make that and chart that course. And that's my job. And that's us as recruiters' job. Like, all right, here's the course. You wanna start here with us? And they say yes, or if they don't, whatever. But I just want like motivated people that love their country and appreciate the benefits of it and appreciate what they have and then just give back a little bit. It's really not that much.
And I don't know that that's a good way to recruit, though, because mm-hmm. I think even I thought a good school that recruited was Drake. Mm-hmm. And they come in, they say, what do you want to do? And if the kid knows, the guy's like, look, we can work
we
with
can
you
help
on
get
that.
There faster.
But you got to. I think people went in when they were kind of lost back in the day, mm-hmm. and now they go in with a goal. Anyway, yeah, all right. It's
we got a quick break. Grant Zaleski, Wisconsin Army National Guard, back after this.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Feeling better is about feeling all kinds of things. You want to feel healthy, sure. But you also want to feel heard and understood, valued, even, well, loved. That's what we want, too. We're Amplify Health, and we think the best way to care for someone is to care about them. That's why all our treatments include a little empathy. Welcome to healthcare that's all about caring. Welcome to Amplify Health by Belen. A little empathy changes everything.
Hey, it's Amanda, and we all know that Northeast Wisconsin has some of the best events around, but trying to find them all can be tricky. So here at WGBW, we decided to do the work for you. Prevent boredom on any night by going to WGBW.fm and click events in the top right corner. You'll never have to spend forever scrolling to find out what's going on in your area. And if you got an event to share, hit us up by emailing info@WGBW.fm. We can work together to have real news and great conversation while giving you the 411 on what's happening in New Wisco.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org, a public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, welcome back. Mondo the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning with Grant Zaleski, Wisconsin Army National Guard. Well, Grant, you know, obviously you guys had the big send-off there a couple of weeks ago. Just, and not to get into details of who, what, when, and where, but just in general, for all the people in the National Guard that are deployed right now, tell me about their day-to-day.
So, in the training-wise, you wake up in the morning, you eat your chow, whatever it's going to be, living in some not the greatest barracks, but whatever. It's how we are. We could sleep
in Texas,
anywhere.
Texas, right?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I don't want to get any politics or whatever, but like when they showed the soldiers in California that were laying on the thing, that's how we sleep. Like we're not Congress or senators that get sent to super rich hotels. Yeah. No one says anything about that. Like, why are these guys getting this? That, like, we sleep wherever we get to sleep. Like, it's just the way it is. Like, there's hundreds and hundreds of soldiers. What are you going to do? Put them up in a hotel? Yes, you should. But they save that money for the senators and congressmen.
Yeah.
So no worries. So, but yeah. So anyway,
but they're fine with it.
We don't care.
We
sleep anywhere. It doesn't matter. Then it's
as the one thing I learned, the great phrase, embrace the suck.
Yeah, you just deal with it. Yeah. Like, it's, and we're all doing it together, so it doesn't. It doesn't faze us.
Yeah.
That always gets me when the people complaining aren't the people that should be complaining.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
using it as a political political thing.
Right. Yeah. You just said we're fine.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, these poor. It's like, no, we're that.
Yeah. And then go talk to a Joe and like, hey, does this suck? Like, yeah.
Yeah, right.
You okay? Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We're fine. Yeah. Do you like MREs? No. But yeah. Are they okay? Yeah. I like right. MREs, so again. I don't, it's the second time I brought it up. But chili MREs all day.
Hey, you people eat well.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Yeah. You people eat well. Yeah.
And then when they get overseas, the food is phenomenal.
Yeah.
Well, most places.
I actually put on weight when I went to Iraq the first time because of the midnight snack where they'd have the ice cream sundae things.
So good.
Too. Oh, my God.
And then the omelets in the morning.
Yeah.
We had some, they're from Africa. The ones who are, Africa and India were our cooks. And by God, they make an omelet.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
So good.
Yeah.
Anyhow, get back to training. So they wake up, and they go do whatever it is. They got it slowly but surely. You build up training, different exercises. And well, you'll do PT and then you go do live fire. You go do squad tactics, whatever your mission is going to be. That's what you're training up to go do. And then, you train all day, sometimes into the night, sometimes all night. Go to a live range. You go pick up brass when it's done. That's miserable. I will say that picking up brass rounds at 3 a.m, like, and you need a certain amount before you get to go to bed, and you have two people that are working in that.
One thing about the 127 though, it's an infantry unit. Mm-hmm. You know, the 432nd was civil affairs.
Yep.
But you guys are an infantry unit.
Yeah, we are the primary reserve combat force of the United States Army, the National Guard.
People have to understand.
Correct. Like we are. So. It's active duty and then National Guard.
Yeah.
Remember, National Guard, when were we established? You guys know?
No.
1636. We birthed everything.
Wow.
We are the OGs of the military. So that's why we are the backup infantry. And then also,
Highway 30. I just want to throw, when I was doing the Wisconsin or the basketball team in Oshkosh, the herd.
Yeah.
And I was talking to this one guy. Hey, one young player goes, "What's up, OG?" I'm like, hey, that sounds like a cool thing. Call me OG. And then somebody said, it means old guy.
Goat. No, it means old goat.
Old goat.
Original gangster.
I like that. I like that.
That's what he meant when he was talking.
Yeah,
right.
But yeah, so it's pretty cool. And Highway 32 signs, you guys know that, right? On all the Highway 32 signs throughout the state, there's two red arrows on it.
I never noticed that.
Yep, take a look.
Really?
Yep, now you know.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I will say this, the 32nd Division, in my first book I wrote, and the history of the 32nd Division is mind-boggling.
Yes.
Impressive.
Legit. The longest running concurrent days in World War II of any active or reserve element. Like 632 it's incredible. Straight
and
days.
World War I, where they first got the nickname Les Terribles in the French pronunciation.
I think that's... Like history, I love history, and I think that brings along pride.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great that you teach them. I mean, look at how much we're learning. We've been around forever.
Yep.
That's just very cool that's part of who you are. I didn't know that.
There's not the red arrow. There's no line that we haven't penetrated.
Yeah,
I got it.
They penetrate further into enemy territory than any other unit in World War I.
Yep.
So these,
it's incredible, their heritage.
Down in Texas, so they're there taking these. How long are they there?
It could be.
Oh.
So I'll just talk about my experience.
Yeah.
So in 2019, we were going to go to Afghanistan, and it ended up, we were down in Texas, and we were supposed to be there for a month. We ended up there 3 months. And that's when it's like, please just get us out of here. So anyway, a month, 2 months, 3 months. And then it all depends because everything's scheduled. Everything's planned out. There's nothing like, there's no surprise. It's not like, so deployments with the Guard, nothing is a surprise. It's not like, World War III kick. And that would be a surprise. Then we would have, whatever you called. But that's active element side that does that. Everything's planned out years in advance. Like, we know where we're going to go. We know all this stuff. And just got to go with the flow. So
if somebody is listening right now and thinks, that might not be a bad gig for my son or whatever, or my daughter, what do they do?
So we have a few great, great recruiters in the Green Bay area. A good friend of mine, Sergeant Miller. And Sergeant Martin, they're at the Green Bay Recruiting Office at 801
Military
Avenue.
Yep.
Military, go figure. And all you got to do is just go push the button there and say, hey, I'm interested. And to hear more about it isn't committing to anything.
Right.
But if you have interest, go find out. But yeah, Sergeant Miller and Sergeant Martin, phenomenal recruiters. They're both really good friends of mine. Miller used to actually work for me at CrossFit Green Bay.
And once again, the educational benefits are mind-boggling.
Yeah, don't pay for school. Dummies do that. You can go to college. Like, do you need college? Not necessarily, but if you get it for free, can you? Do you need it?
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah,
we'll pay for it.
But don't buy a truck with your bonus.
No, unless it's used.
Exactly. Grant, great having you here, my
great
brother.
Being here. Thank you so much, guys.
Anything we can do to support you guys.
Yeah, and let's talk about November.
All right. There.
Okay.
Hell yes.
Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. We are
I'm
such
so
trouble.
Excited right now. You can't believe it. We got to set a quick break. Eddie Alpinez, Green Bay Press Gazette extraordinary reporter, joining us next. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home of Mino and the Mayor.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The issue of available labor for a lot of jobs in production agriculture still an obstacle. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Monday. Some farms looking at robotics and technology to help. Others say that's not feasible. We'll take a closer look at a survey happening in Wisconsin to try to get a better gauge on where labor's situation stands. Talking about that next.
They say seeing is believing, and nothing catches the eye like the 7 bushel per acre yield advantage of Veltima fungicide over other fungicides. But don't just take our word for it. See it for yourself. Run a comparison of Veltima fungicide, enter the Real Results Yield Challenge, and experience the difference it makes in your fields. And when you share your experience with us, you'll get a chance to win a 2-year lease on a new truck. Sign up at yieldchallenge.basf.us. No purchase necessary. See official rules for details. Always read and follow label directions.
A UW-Madison researcher is currently asking farms across the state what their labor situation is and how they're trying to battle labor shortages. His name is Jeremy Foltz. He's a professor of agriculture and applied economics on the UW-Madison campus, and his research is funded through the UW Dairy Innovation Hub. He says 60% of our labor is foreign-born. And that's especially true on dairy farms. And he said, while many farms are looking at robotics as an option, it's not for everyone.
One of the things we're looking at is how technology might respond to a labor shortage. And that includes looking at who has currently adopted robotics and who is interested in doing that. And we think that mid-sized farm, I don't know, 150 to 300 cow is where the robotic solutions have potential. They're, as everybody knows, quite expensive, and it's quite an investment to change how you do things. The robotics seems to be a solution for either a brand new farm or a farm that wants to totally reinvest in how they do things.
Jeremy Foltz, an ag economist on the UW-Madison campus, he says that the survey is gathering data on what the farm workforce looks like today on dairy farms and what it may look like in the future.
On a dairy, decisions are never made in a vacuum. Your products, technologies, protocols, they're all connected. Or at least they should be. Introducing Empower Dairy from Merck Animal Health, the only full solution portfolio in the dairy industry. Empower is more than just powerful identification, monitoring, and biopharma tools. It's about how they work together to eliminate guesswork and solve specific problems. Learn how at m-power-dairy.com.
And tomorrow we'll get a sneak peek at Wisconsin Farm Technology Days. It's going to be at Clinton Farms in Bear Creek, August 5th through the 7th. Follow us on social media. We'll be there. That's a look at food news on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a chance of scattered thunderstorms, especially later this afternoon. Our high today in the low 80s. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms likely. Could be some locally heavy rain. Our low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, chance of thunderstorms with a high upper 70s to low 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. We got to make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
At 4 o'clock, I'm joined by Matt Rothschild. We go deep on book banning in Florida. Did you read Judy Blume? Did you like it? Well, Florida kids won't be able to read it anymore. We discuss.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Got something to say? Text Mino and the Mayor directly through the Civic Media app. Download the app, choose your station, WISS or WGBW, then hit the talk button in the lower right-hand corner and text the studio directly. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor. Here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Special thanks to Grant Seletsky from the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Of course, they're deployed right now in Texas and going to be going overseas. Man, I can't say enough good things about the Army National Guard, how wonderful they are in every way. Joining us right now is an extraordinary reporter, and I'm not throwing that out there. Ariel Perez from the Green Bay Press Gazette. He's one of those guys. Ariel, I'm serious. When I see your byline, it's like you read the article no matter what because you have such a great style of writing, and I really and truly mean that.
It's short. It's informative.
Yes,
and
no BS.
So you read it quick, and you learn what's happening. You kind of have an idea what's if it's a restaurant, for example, where you're going to get
matter.
There, right? Yeah,
you know what I mean.
And then it's a little bit of history of the person.
I was like,
if they
know,
want to,
I wanted to be a
it.
Writer. I majored in journalism. I want my goal was to be a Sports Illustrated writer, or whatever. So I love good writing. And you're just a good, and I'm not blowing smoke at you, but I just enjoy reading your stories, no
I'm
matter
improving.
What it's about.
You know, I think it's easier for me in Spanish, but English, you know, I'm getting there.
Wow. Well, I hope you stay here for a long time. Like I said, the Chicago Tribune or somebody's going to come knocking.
Yeah, I'm staying. I'm staying.
That's awesome.
Great. What are you working on? I know you work on a lot of business things. I read that. And you've talked about new businesses, which is exciting. But there's businesses that close, and you put those in there. You don't spend as much time on those as you do on the new ones.
Yeah.
But is there a common thread why they close? I mean, when I teach business, it's capital.
Yeah.
So are we too generous with money? I mean, why? But we do have some failures here. And And I'm not, I don't want you to dwell on that, but
you
can learn from failure.
You know what's hard? When a business closes, it's tough to get the owner to talk about why they close.
Yeah,
it's, you know, they're probably hurt. Maybe they have debt. You know, it's I try.
I mean, their dream has been dashed.
Exactly.
I really, really try to get in touch with them, and you know, because of that, because I want to learn why what happened, what how they failed.
Is there a common thread? Is it because we didn't have the density downtown that they thought we had? Is it because they couldn't recruit? But if like businesses are failing, it's not always their fault, Ariel.
No.
It could be external forces.
For example, I interviewed this new owner. He's opening a cafe in Suamico. He had a restaurant before in, I think it was Oshkosh. And he had to close it down after, I don't know, 8 months. The thing is, he is a cook. He said, what I like is to be in the kitchen and work there.
Right.
But, you know, I had a guy that was managing and, you know, money goes going the other way. And, so I didn't know about, you know, all the taxes that I had to pay, all this thing. So there's some of that, I guess. There's other people, and this is for what I've seen when I asked them, and are you leasing? And they say, yeah, I'm leasing. And I figured, you know, the rent is here must be really expensive. You know, if it's in downtown Green Bay or in Bellevue, for example, that area that's developing over there. If you're not doing well with sales, eventually you're going to go down.
Right.
That happens a lot.
Yeah. And I think we have a responsibility. People who don't know workman's comp and taxes and accruing for that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we got to ask those questions and we got to help them do that because business is tough. I mean, it is. It's like
like they say, the most successful ones that I've talked to is like they plan for a year and a half with losses, for example. And even if they're doing well, you know, they're smart with money. They save. They maybe, you know, hire one more person because if they're having good business. But it takes a lot to get there.
And we've had people on here. We talk about research before you get in because everybody, I mean, it's exciting to get in and start ringing the till. But if you don't know what you're getting into, I mean, not just the industry. I'm talking about your local thing. And we had a gal in here from Appleton or Oshkosh that did like Subway sandwiches. And she spent a lot of time researching that little business, a lot. She'd sit in her competitor's restaurant and listen to what people ordered. And, and just, she's not going to fail because of research. Things happen.
She almost saw what not to do.
She did.
I love my Hispanic people, but I've seen it a lot here. A lot of Hispanics, they go into the business without knowing much. Right. Just they think it's going to be like easy. You know, I start selling and... Yeah. You know, I'm going to make money and that's it. And then, on Military Avenue with Leah, the executive director.
Right. Oh, yeah.
She's told me many times, like, I've tried to help, but some of these people, they don't even know about the permits. They don't do it. And then they get shut down because you get an inspection and, you know, you're using something you shouldn't be using, or you're selling something you can't cook there, you know?
And that's where government has a little bit more of a responsibility to say, look, before I give you the permit where you can occupy the property, and I'm saying we have to give them a class, but, oh boy, it's nice if they could just take a few classes and just really, because there's like, people are like, I didn't know that. And I'm like, well, that's good. Let's learn it now before you're, 2 feet in.
It's almost what Sarah White used to do.
Right.
Remember that group?
She had a group. It was, I can't think of the name of it.
For entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
You know,
and it was people.
Show me the bad side.
Yeah.
You know?
And the people who taught there were business people that would go in there. Urban Hope, something like that. Anyway, and she had a program, and really 30, 40 kids would be in the class. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And you'd say, wow, and just look out for this, look out for that, look out for this.
Well, I saw a thing just very recently. Maybe it was in one of your articles. Like within 5 years, like 60% of businesses, like restaurants, fail.
Yeah,
it's incredible the number.
You have a lot of restaurants in Green Bay.
Yeah,
you know, there's a lot. Like I talked to a person who has several restaurants, and he's like, you know, it's getting saturated. It's a lot of the same things.
Have you found, Ariel? What have you found with the ones that do succeed? What is there a common denominator?
Yep. Yeah, I think the good food is right. One, obviously. Yeah, the uniqueness of it, the food, too, and the service. I think those three things are, major.
Isn't that something about service? You might have one employee that can do more damage than any advertising on the positive side.
Yep.
That one bad employee. Isn't that the truth?
Yep.
And people do talk about the food, but boy, they talk about, like, someone like me talks about the service more than the food. And I think
you can see it in the reviews.
Yeah.
I think the food here is all, I think, the restaurants are all pretty good here. But I think what's good about all the restaurants is the industry is good. People are going out to eat more, and that's great.
Yeah.
I mean, whether you go out date night or whatever you do. So where you're going to go is going to depend on the service. And price is not the most important thing for some people. I mean, it's really the service and the quality of the food. So, restaurants are a tough industry to get into, but there's some people who do very, very well. I got a kid in my class, and my family's into Italian food. I'm like, oh, really? I'm from Appleton. Victoria's. I'm like, your family owns Victoria's? And we talked about why, and the kids need to learn why they're successful, but, portions. I mean, don't you?
I was just going to say, if you throw out Victoria's, what's the first thing pops in your mind?
He said that.
Lots of food.
That's what he said.
Huge portions.
I said, what percent of people are to go? He goes, high, but just the consistency too, right?
Yeah.
And
you know what you're
through
get.
COVID. I mean, they weren't open, but they kept serving.
Or the Ariel Perez reporter, Green Bay Press Gazette.
And it's just, I'm really happy for the other students that they're going to learn from this kid. I mean, they're going to learn from me, but they're going to, he's going to share some stories. And he wants to get into the restaurant business. I'm not sure he wants to do the Italian thing, right? Because he grew up in that. And,
makes sense.
I said, dude, you might want to take that over, too. 40
but
years.
There's not a lot of Italian restaurants in Green Bay.
No.
There's a couple. Yeah. And they're good.
Right. Yeah.
So they're anyway. Okay.
He's Italian. He can say that.
I know.
Yeah, I just want the smell of garlic.
Yeah.
I told him, we talked about the venting, you know, on College Avenue. You know, you can vent, you know, like Al's does too, right? They vent the fumes out. So
yeah.
We walk by, it's like, oh my God. So
smells good.
Yeah, it just, those are minor things. That's
Ariel, being obviously from, you know, not from Green Bay,
yeah.
Okay, and now being, you know, a diehard resident of Green Bay, what perspective do you have of this whole community that somebody who lived here all their lives don't have?
I guess, you know.
And good or bad?
I think the first thing I would say is, like, I'm very much, I appreciate it a lot. You know, having conversations with people, I learn. It's difficult for me because I come from a place where people are always joking around. It's partying all the time in a good sense of the word, like not like joking around and poking at each other. Here, you have that, but I would say the first thing I notice here, people are very kind. And you know, in business, the service is always there most of the time, wherever you go, if it's a store, if it's the good mornings, that doesn't happen where I'm from. I think there's a lot to change in, you know, the aspect of the amount of people that is in the city. It's not enough for businesses to grow. I would say it's like you get, like, I try to give love to all the businesses that I cover,
right?
Every now and then I go and eat there. I talk to the owner. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? How's business? Some say, we're doing okay. Others say, oh, we're doing great, you know? For me, it's like there's not enough people for the amount of businesses, especially in the restaurant industry. Okay. You can try it once. You can go once or twice, but you're not going to go every day, you know?
It's like, well, it's not cheap. Going out to eat these days is not
It's getting
cheap.
A little bit more expensive, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
But we don't have the density to support. And there's
no.
There, and, you know, you got, you know, look, Bellevue is growing.
I mean, yeah.
Lambeau is growing. And the population isn't growing to the same extent that.
But there's so much space. It's like,
yeah.
There's so much land.
I agree. It's easy to.
Well, the town of Lawrence is exploding.
Yeah, it's growing too.
But you need density. You need people. Like, we feel sorry for, there's a business that we're pretty good friends with, and they don't have a drive-through, and it's just hard. There's not enough people walking past their business to support
Especially this area, for example.
Right.
What do we need to do, Ariel? Right here, within,
I mean,
100 yards
feel
of us,
like,
downtown Green Bay, what do we need to make,
like,
that next step?
Like, for example, downtown Green Bay, the organization is doing a lot, you know, to bring people, to keep people here. But I think, I don't know, first, well, I mean, it's going that way. You know, you're building new apartments. Yeah. There's new projects. Now the Kohl's moving out. There might be an opportunity there for more buildings, more apartments. But I think you got to attract more people from the outside of, you know, either the bigger cities in Wisconsin, Madison, Milwaukee, or other states. And you got to make it more attractive with, I don't know, maybe low taxes, maybe, you know, more.
How about parking?
Everybody complains
ridiculous?
About parking in this.
Yeah.
And this, there's so much space everywhere. You can walk.
But
come
parking
on.
Tickets are so expensive here. It's mind-boggling, isn't it?
I only have had one in 5 years.
That's because you walk everywhere.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was at the library the other day. Okay, and I didn't have a quarter with me.
It was like $20.
Yeah, and it was 10 minutes. And it was 10 minutes to six, and I sat there defiantly without an expired meter. I wanted a parking attendant to come and try to give me a ticket. I was
going to have
an altercation.
They're too aggressive here. They're not friendly. They're
card. I was going to have an altercation from John.
Oh, there you
bingo
go.
Card.
Ariel Perez, reporter, Green Bay Press Gazette extraordinaire. Back with more right after this.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
And now for the Pella play-by-play, here's Jeff Levering.
Thanks, Gina Della from Pella. What a beautiful day to have new windows and doors installed.
Every day is beautiful because Pella installs year-round during all seasons.
It's so hard to guess that next pitch. The customizations seem endless.
And it doesn't have to be super expensive. Pella has a product line for every budget.
And if it is time for a major upgrade, rest easy by scoring no interest and no payments for up to 2 years. Visit PellaWI.com today.
Certain restrictions apply on 6/30/2020.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Are you living with dry AMD? If so, you could be on the road to geographic atrophy, or GA, a condition that leads to retinal cell death and permanent vision loss. But with iZurvey, you can
slow it down and get it going slower.
iZurvey slows GA progression by targeting a key source of retinal cell death, which may help preserve your vision longer. iZurvey, or Avastin Captid Pegol, is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iZurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iZurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iZurvey today.
iZurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZurvey.com. That's iZurvey.com. Paid for by Astellas Pharma.
Are you tired of so-so pizza that's not clean food and nutritious? Want great-tasting pizza that everyone will really love? Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria is the place for you. They're more than your ordinary pizza place. Josephine's Pizza makes food as it should be. They care about what your family eats, so they use sauce, cheese, and flour that is non-GMO in their old-world recipes. Your dinner plans are easy when it includes Josephine's Pizza and Pastaria in Green Bay on Glendale Avenue across from St. John's the Baptist Church.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I apologize, Ariel.
Oh, man.
Good it's like when your parents fight. Jim was talking about the dumbest thing the city's ever done, and I said it was tearing down the mall across the street.
That's the best thing we've done.
Ariel Perez joining us, Green Bay Press Gazette. Well, Ariel, let me ask you this. Well, Green Bay, you know, we had the draft, and the whole world was watching us and everything like that, which you know, turned out fantastic. But what do you try to tell people when you leave here and you go back to, like, a Miami or wherever, and they say, Green Bay, that little podunk kind of town? What do you tell them about Green Bay?
Well, one of the things I was just talking about before, you know, people are nice. I was telling Jim a story when we were talking about parking a couple months back. I was going to park.
I spilled.
And I see this truck leaving. And when I park it, I'm going to put some coins in the... There were 10 minutes left.
Parking meter.
Yeah, and the parking minute, there was 10 minutes left, so like, you know, left. So now every now and then when I'm leaving, you know, I do the same thing. I put one or two coins and leave like 10, 15 minutes there, and I leave.
That's awesome.
And that can make someone's day. They pull
and you
up
got
like,
a ticket.
Yes.
You were a block away. Tell about the story you got.
So, yeah, I parked. I went into Mad Chicken to get some chicken.
Place. Isn't that great? Oh, man, I love that place.
Dude. And I didn't even see anybody go by.
Yeah.
And then I come out and there's a ticket in my
yeah. $20 ticket.
And the thing is that I put like 22. 5 minutes. You know, I put I only had a couple pennies. So I put a bunch of pennies.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like 5-7 minutes.
Yeah.
And I just ordered the food and came out, and I had a ticket. $22 or something.
Is that amazing?
And what's sad about that is someone will take that out of Mad Chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they won't go back. Going there again.
They won't go back.
It's like, what? That's great food, great service.
That's the guys. I've never seen. That's the number one hated thing of all of Green Bay is the parking society, whatever it's called.
But
how unbelievably aggressive they are. How they want to give so many tickets.
I wouldn't say any of that to anybody in Florida or whatever. I would say people are nice here. There's everything
except for parking.
Well, he doesn't say that. What he's saying is
it's the mayor,
he's
right?
Our ambassador.
It's Eric, if you're listening,
but we had
you can change this, Eric. Can do this.
We had a group of people come to see us, like five, and they two cars, and they parked here. And they put an hour in, and they went to lunch, and they came back in an hour and 10 minutes, and they both had tickets.
Unbelievable.
Never
it's
eaten in downtown. Know what they said? They're never eating in downtown again. It's like, what?
Nothing hurts downtown Green Bay business more than the parking authority.
It's too aggressive. The guy's got to change it. Now we have an opportunity to change it because
and they won't do it. Eric, I think he gets a cut out of every ticket. I think he's got a slush fund, just like you had with that cardboard box under your bed. That slush fund you had. I think Eric gets a cut out of every ticket that's written.
That's an issue for
you
us.
You got to do that story. Find how much a slush fund that the mayor gets for the parking ticket.
I don't think that's for me.
It's true. I'll do it.
That's Jesse, right?
That's Jesse.
He's the investigative reporter.
Blame it on Jesse. Yeah. Wow, poor Jesse.
Jesse's working with his salary and all that. Maybe he can squeeze that in.
But Ariel, what's going on here in downtown Green Bay? And obviously we had the draft, which is such a cool thing, but in general, what do you see the future of Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Well, we were just talking about that. I think there should be more events also, you know, especially at night to bring the young people down and maybe, you know, make it a little bit more lively. There's not a lot of space, though.
What do you think of the coal pile thing? I think going to be a fantastic area for potential.
You know, whenever I'm crossing the bridge, the big one, I see all that land there, and I'm like, oh, it wouldn't be nice if there were like buildings and stuff there.
It's prime property on the water.
Yeah, right there. And it's like,
I mean, the city was built around industry, right? I mean, just tell by the train tracks and coal piles and that's not easy to change. But this coal pile thing is, there's a real opportunity there. And they can't screw it up. I mean, this is it. And I don't know, and look, I love everybody in Green Bay, but I'm not sure that we have the talent internally to do that. I think we really need to go outside and get somebody who's done this or has experience with that because, right, you got to get a tax base because you got to pay for this stuff, you know, and there's just a real opportunity to kind of differentiate us a little bit. You know, the suburbs are competitive, although we're a city, but you know, there's a lot of cities in Wisconsin, right? And Madison's only twice the size we are, and why can't we be more like them? And I think there's
Jim's running for mayor again.
No, he's not.
I was just going to say we have all these.
There's some hints in there.
We're like
we need
some buildings.
I saw the glint in Todd's eye.
Finally, we'll get him out of here.
I know who I'm voting for.
Mine and Ariel.
But you know, urban planning is something that is very important. And I think, you know, where I've come from, we built as we go. And that's why now there's a huge problem in Santo Domingo with traffic because the streets are too small and there's too many cars. So it's important,
for
sure.
We've got 50 square miles here and like 2,000 people per square mile. I mean, that's... We could have 3,000-4,000 people per square mile. The infrastructure's here. We just need to get more people here. And the way we're going to get them here is through education, right? Yeah. Better schools and just more reasons to live here. It's not the weather. People say that. Look, Minneapolis is doing just fine. You know? I mean, there's some cities in the Midwest. Madison's doing great. And that's one of the most sought-after places to live. Everywhere is Madison. So, but we've been here for a while at this 100,000, and it we could really elevate this.
And it grows and it comes down. It grows a little bit and it comes down.
But we've never done the big catapult where it's like, oh, my God.
It's going very slow.
Right. We've never been booming.
Yeah.
And yeah. I think there's an opportunity for us to boom.
There's a little bit of booming in the past couple of years, since the news about, you know, Green Bay, the best place to live.
Yeah.
Since there's a lot more money coming in, but right. still is very slow, the yeah. process. Yeah, for sure.
There's just a lot of opportunity, though. You talk about the land, you know, up by Lambeau Field, there's East Side, West yep. Side, Howard. There's just, so we're there. We're not overbuilt.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's so it's
Ariel Perez, we absolutely love having you on this show, man.
Ariel for mayor, man.
You do it all. Ariel Perez, Green Bay Press Gazette.
He's trying to get out of it.
you just want to get away from babysitting, let's be honest. Back after this.
Still don't know what I was waiting for. And my time was running wild, a million dead end streets and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Vance Bolter, the suspect accused of killing a Minnesota state lawmaker and her husband in their home this weekend, is now in custody. Governor Walz thanking law enforcement.
Spent Father's Day away from their families to deliver justice for Melissa and Mark Hortman and their children who spent this Father's Day alone.
Emergency services in Israel now say at least five people were killed in a new wave of Iranian airstrikes. It comes days after Israel launched a coordinated attack on Iranian nuclear sites. ABC's Jordana Miller.
They are scenes of vast destruction that I think have really shocked Israelis. For an Israeli to see whole neighborhoods destroyed, this is something that the country has never seen since Israel was established. So the country feels like it is in real war mode.
Meanwhile, 38 people have been killed in Gaza after a shooting near food distribution centers. This is ABC News.